for example, PLF, these are encrypted as date is 03/10/2022, dictation is 4. Sean Figaro. Figaro spells F-I-G-A-R-O. Sean spells S-E-A-N. Date of birth is 11/4/1971. This is a 50-year-old gentleman here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Sean has a history of diabetes type 2, depression, atorvastatin, correction, hypercholesterolemia, low T. Here for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill period. Next paragraph, review assistant. Patient reports a cough. He said his cough has been present for the past. For the past 2 weeks, he says he has a history of seasonal allergies and think it may be related. However, said he's getting allergy shots and has been using over-the-counter medication and without relief from his cough. He said cough is productive of clear sputum. He said in the morning sometimes he would see some brown sputum, period. Next paragraph, he denies chills, myalgia, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next line, denies increased temperature. Next line. Denies neck pain, denies throat pain, denies stiff neck, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed on compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. He's alert, oriented, obese gentleman. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 95% at room air. Blood pressure is 169/87. Pulse 86, respiration 18. Temperature 98.6, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Nose congested with clear discharge. Edematous and erythematous turbinates, period. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, no palpable or tendon nodes, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, poor inspiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs. Next, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, distended secondary to obesity, no organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding, normal bowel sounds, no rigidity, no peritoneal signs, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, mucosa, papules, no vesicles, or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, the range of motion, bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial alert 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is an acute cough, / reactive airway disease. Next, assessment number 2, morbid obesity. Is number 3, diabetes type 2. Number 4, hypercholesterolemia. Number 5, hypertension. Number 6, low T. Number 7, depression / anxiety. Number 8, hypertension. Next paragraph. Today we did labs, routine labs. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, PSA, TSH, T3, T4, vitamin D. Next paragraph, patient's medication were refilled as follows. Testosterone CYP, 200/mL. You will take 1 mL IM every 14 days for 90 days, number 12 mL. Next medication, metformin, 1,000 mg. You will take 1 PO BID for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, Tesselon, 200 mg, 1 PO TID for 14 days, number 42. Next medication, glimepiride, 4 mg, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, fluoxetine, 20 mg, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. Next medication, atorvastatin, 40 mg, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Januvia, 100 mg, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Lotril, 10/40 mg, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, Symbicort, 160/4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID for 30 days, number 1 inhaler. Next paragraph, a chest x-ray was done today, Results was read by the radiologist, who concluded that there is no radiographic evidence of acute cardiopulmonary diseases, period. Patient was updated on his findings. He was advised to come back to the clinic if worse. Go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of the patient.